USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is urging OPEC to boost oil production, saying recent planned increases are insufficient as countries around the world seek to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. Capitol Hill was a very busy place early Wednesday morning.
Shortly after the Senate passed the bipartisan $1 trillion plus infrastructure bill, the Senate passed a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint. The next big spending package pushed by Democrats include more money for education, health care, climate change, and other provisions without a single GOP support. The party line vote, 50-49, came just before 4 a.m. Eastern Wednesday morning. It is a victory for President Biden and congressional Democrats. The Democrat-controlled House must next take up and pass the budget resolution scheduled for August 23rd. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Tonight is the night to be looking up towards the heavens for a spectacular meteor shower. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
This evening into the early morning hours of Thursday is the peak time for the Perseid meteor showers. Brian Thompson is with AccuWeather.
As we get to the peak here, we could be looking at 60 to as many as 100 meteors per hour for a brief period of time. Won't be like that all the time. And the best way to view these, obviously, is to get as far away from city lights as possible. That's how you can kind of maximize your potential for seeing more meteors.
Burger chain Shake Shack announced it will be implementing yet another price hike in 2021 to fight inflation. During a conference call with analysts last week, Shake Shack's chief financial officer said customers will be paying 3-3.5% more for their food in the fourth quarter of 2021. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo was hailed by those in the media as a guy who was fighting COVID the right way in the state of New York. Cuomo even wrote a book about the pandemic and was reportedly given a $3.1 million advance for his book, American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic, which included another $2 million due over the next 2 years. Former Republican Congressman Peter King was asked on Newsmax if Cuomo should give back that advance based on the fact that he resigned from office due to sexual assault allegations.
I think morally he should, whether or not they would stand up in court. I don't know. It is a valid contract, I presume. But, the right thing to do would be to return that money, or either that or donate it to a charity, donate it to a shelter, donate it to COVID patients, whatever. To me, it's the wrong thing to do to hold on to that money. In many ways, really, it's blood money. Listen, even if everything had worked out right, to be writing a book in the middle of a pandemic is wrong. And considering everything went wrong, in his handling of the pandemic, it makes it absolutely scandalous.
Google has a new internal calculator to explain potential pay cuts to staffers who choose to work from home. Screenshots obtained by Reuters show the employees who commuted an hour from Stanford, Connecticut to Google's Manhattan office would take a 15% pay cut if they keep working from home. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.